The file sharing debate tends to focus on economic principles. Does file sharing reduce record label profits? Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. He said, she said, he said, she said. We've taken a different focus. We honestly don't care if the record labels lose money. It is illegal for me to send a piece of music in email. And if copyright is to be enforced in this new environment, that means that every piece of private communication must be monitored by law enforcement and by corporate interest groups in order to make sure I don't send their piece of music in private communication. They're also attacking not only the postal secret, but something called the common carrier principle, which means that the messenger is never responsible for the contents of a message. So, Lady Justice has a problem. On one side of the scale is one income source for one entertainment industry, essentially luxury consumption. On the other side of the scale are two foundations for our democratic society.
Piece of music.
Never bought a piece of music in my life.
Piece of music.
I say to you that file sharing is to be American. And the American public, as the Boston Strangler is to the woman home alone.
Piece of music.
Intellectual property is, what the fuck is that?
I've never bought a piece of music in my life.
Piece of music.
If it's a crime, why is it only?
Of music.
We don't think it's legal because it's like copying like without the copyright. We don't think it's legal because everyone's doing it.
Piece of music.
We recognize and we know that we will never stop piracy.
Of music.
The files are out there. They have been downloaded. They're down. There's no up anymore. They're all down.
Piece of music.
You have to try to make it as difficult and as tedious as possible. And we have to let people know there are consequences if they're caught.
What the fuck is that?
Piece of music.
I've never bought a piece of music in my life.
Piece of music.